Romney wasted little time digging at President Obama. Just minutes into remarks at a Green Bay lumber company, Romney said the incumbent's economic policies haven't worked.
He said the other day he's doing a great job, an historically great job, like Abraham Lincoln, he says, and LBJ and FDR. And he did not say this on Saturday Night Live.
Romney took questions and had to deflect one about how his faith may affect his chances in the general election. Most people in the crowd, like this man, asked about the economy and how Romney will defend himself against claims he's out of touch.
I don't want an average American as president of my United States. But how would you respond to that you're out of touch with the average American?
Romney says he's heard many tales of economic woes on the campaign trail.
They're concerned about the high cost of gasoline. The number of people I talk to who wonder, particularly women, who wonder, can I get to and from work? Can I get my kids to school? Can I get them to practice after school? Can I get them with the high cost of gasoline? Their policies have helped create anxiety in this country.
At the same time Romney spoke in Green Bay, his top Republican opponent spoke just 20 miles to the south in the Fox Valley. Rick Santorum reiterated his opinion that he's the best candidate to go up against Barack Obama. He also said it would be good for the party to have a contested national convention. Tomorrow's vote is thought to be the first time in decades that Wisconsin could have an effect on the primary's outcome. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.